Good evening, my gems. And my topic of the day today is going to be about energy. When you think of energy, your mind can ponder to many different things. Is it electrical, physical, kinetic, thermal, or temp? There are many definitions of energy, all mediocre, pertaining mostly to science. I am going to scratch the surface on the subject of aura and spiritual energy. We know what energy is, but what about aura? The definition of aura is an invisible emanation or field of energy believed to radiate from a person or object. I believe it is just like any other form of energy, but it is the most powerful one. If you are easily swayed, provoked, or just want to narrow down where the extra turmoil is coming from in your life, you've got the right podcast. If you are sensitive to the energy of others, you can pick up their negative energies, which obviously affect you directly. Have you ever walked into a room and cut the tension with a knife? Or were you around people with not so pleasant attitudes? Then all of a sudden, boom, your mood shifts. Yup. That's your aura being disrupted. To protect your aura from harm, try this little technique. Identify that the emotions that you are feeling really does not belong to you. Self-talk can get you through many milestones. Being empathetic is super kind. Listening and being there for others is good too. But if it becomes too much of a burden, it is time to jet. Remember, misery loves company. Protect your mental health. These days, people have other terms for energy, like vibes. Energy reflects off of things like beams. So that is why when people you're around are giving off great quote-unquote vibes, you tend to reflect that as well. When you are happy and balanced, stay in your space. Don't go out of your way to give out energy that is not being reciprocated. You'll end up disappointing yourself every time. Trust me, I know. I also know that some of us beings love being in social interactions, but tread lightly. There are literal energy vampires lurking in the distance that are ready to steal your light. The vampire example is self-explanatory. We've all seen the movie Dracula. Don't become a corpse in the name of being a social butterfly. Usually, when in high energy mode, you crave expression. You may have many ideas and you want to execute them. You want to share your energy and ideas with others, but do not protect your ideas. Many people lack this type of motivation and are not receptive to your vibration. They may either 1, try to deter you from your mission, or 2, steal your ideas altogether, and we don't need that. To make it cut and dry, just give out as much positive energy that is given to you. Don't tolerate negative energies at all, by any means. Align yourself with like-minded individuals that you can trust. These are sensitive matters. Not just anyone deserves to be a part of your energetic field. And don't feel bad for keeping your energy to yourself. Self-preservation is key. There are healthy ways to build relationships without burning yourself out. You've got it. You'll know when you've met your match. It will flow oh so naturally. And that's what we need to stay balanced. Be the yin to the yang, duality, darkness to light. Center. Stay valuable, stay healthy. Self-love is the best love. I want to thank you guys for listening. And if you guys would like to stay tuned, I'll come back and present a poem that I wrote. Welcome back if you stay tuned. I have this poem that I wrote that I really never shared before. And I thought I'd share it with you guys. I don't have a title for it. I'll just call it My Thoughts. I sleep alone every night. I don't object without a fight. Cause in my heart, I know I'm right. Won't take fake love by my side. Every second you pretend I don't exist, I manifest this one very wish. Can you just stop all of this? You want to go? You're dismissed. Who told you you were king of this world? Like I'm blessed to have you in my presence. I'm the one who bears the seeds. I'm godly. Need a reference? The lack of interest promotes this separation, you know. You thought I would be imprisoned, but I turned it into my healing temple. Out of sight, out of mind. It's really just that simple. Too busy focusing on Y-O-U. I got my proper sunlight and I grew. A caterpillar in my cocoon. Who told you that I would wait on you? Hand and foot? Oh no, here's a stool. Take a seat because we're through. Surprisingly, I'm healing fast. Damn. Foolish for thinking you'd be my last.